Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Power to Be You. Today is Thursday, November 29, 2007. My name is Sandra Bueno and I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the creator of Power to Be You Network. This show was created to empower you. It was created to bring about awareness, accountability, and empowerment via education. And I am very pleased and happy to be coming online to you today, as my guest is going to be someone that truly is going to, I think, for lack of a better statement, say, rock your socks off, because since I met our guest, Jeffrey Rotman, he truly, truly embodies what I most likely, what I believe in, what I want to get across to our listeners. And what we're going to be talking about today is money and energy. These are the two major influences that people lack. People are always in lack of money and in lack of energy. And money is all about energy. This is what Jeffrey has said. Money is all about energy. Now, as a general rule, most people lack the energy and the motivation to do anything about their circumstances. As much as people try, sometimes they do not have the right education or the right mindset or the right environment or the right peer group to support their desire to change their financial circumstance. So with this said, I really want to bring about another awareness, which is about people believing things that's been passed from generations to generations about what does it take to make money. You know, it takes money to make money. Well, I wasn't born into the right family, and you know what? If you make money, then you're evil, or if you make money, then you're arrogant, or money is the breed of all mishap and all misery. You can go across the gamut of people, and everyone will always have a different take as to what money means in their life. And today, more than ever, it is so important that all of us become aware to where we stand in our belief system, because when we look outside and we look at the circumstances that we're living under, look at our housing industry, look at our benefits, look at our 401ks, look at our conditions, look at our economy, you cannot discount that we truly, as a nation, are in a crisis and individual people are suffering. We are suffering. We are suffering because of a lack of correct education that will support us in our decisions and in our quality of life. So with people really believing that it takes money to make money, you would say that it is easier to do it with money, but it's more about resourcefulness, and it's more about energy. It's more about persistence. It's more about having an awareness and clarity about where you stand and where you're going and how you're going to do it. So also you will hear that people will say that knowledge is power. And all of the successful people that we've come to know, we will have to say that it's not just power, it's not just knowledge that creates power. It's being able to use that knowledge and applying it so that your life will be different, so that your outcomes will be different, so that your goals will be realized. So since I met Jeffrey Rotman just a short few days ago, I truly got excited. And I got excited because this man is a visionary. And he is an author. He's a motivational speaker. He is a financial specialist. His technologies have been applied and used. And rather than me telling you just what I've learned, I am going to read his bio here and give you a little bit of his background, and then I'll have him come on board. So to begin, Jeffrey is an author. He has written a book, which part of the proceeds are going toward charities, most specifically Diabetes Association for Children. And the name of his book is Financial Empowerment, A Philosophical Guide to True Prosperity Through Vision and Validation. His vision is to teach, educate, and inspire businesses and professionals on economic laws and principles that support capitalism, He wants to help clients create financial prosperity through vision and validation, but above all, he wants to help serve others, touching the lives of people in our community and making a difference in the world. Now, Jeffrey is a visionary who claims he was gifted to do what he does best. He has an uncanny ability to transfer his high energy and motivation skills onto others and transform their ordinary investments into an extraordinary wealth plan that supports their wants and desires. Since 1990, Jeff has been on an incredible track of accomplishments and is committed to making a difference to people all around him, as well as in his community, and making a difference in the world through many different ventures. Jeff is an accomplished financial specialist and president of the Weston-based Rodman Consulting Group, Incorporated. His firm empowers people through economic laws and principles, which allow people to become more efficient in their financial lives. Jeff has also helped create a blueprint of their lives as they wanted to be through his unique system. Jeff developed practice management programs in 1994 for physicians, which have been utilized in residency programs through the University of Miami, Nova, Southeastern University, Barry University, and Cleveland Clinic. He has authored his new book. He will be donating 50% of the net proceeds to Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation in 2008. He continues to make his presence felt in the local community. Jeff is a member of the Rotary International and developed the first Rota Kids unit in South Florida. These kids are from ages 7 to 11 and are students of Imagine Charter School of Weston. Together, they raise money and serve dinners to children in foster homes, clean up the community, and learn about building character, making a difference, and serving above oneself. In the evenings, Jeff turns his energy to the softball field where he coaches numerous girls' softball teams. Jeff helped to coach the first girls' 9 to 10 team in Weston that competed in the state finals this year. And Jeff is married to his wife, Claudia, and they have four beautiful girls. And at this time, it is my honor and privileges to bring aboard Jeffrey Rodman. Jeff, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Stupendous. Thank you so much for joining us, and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is honestly, it's an honor, and I'm very excited to bring you across because I've said a lot, and I really want you to just share with people the magic, your vision, and, you know, just really honestly give them what your whole purpose is about and what you see and how people can be empowered through what you know.
Well, thank you, Sandra. And I think my vision is most people's vision today. The one thing that I always tell people is abundance is a thought and prosperity is an action. When we visualize what we want, we create a law of attraction, and life is about energy. There's a magnet to negativity, and there's a magnet to positive attraction. So what we put out is exactly what we get back. What I tell people is through a thought process, which I deem to be affirmations, which I talk about in my book, is we create what it is we want through words. Words trigger thoughts, thoughts trigger emotions, and emotions become very, very powerful and start to move people. So as we start to develop those affirmations, after 21 days they become a habit, and after 6 months they actually become an addiction. So what we do is we reference positive visions and a positive thought process through affirmations that eventually become habitual and become addictions, addictions to prosperity all around us in making a difference and having no expectations of what it is will be our reward. Also, in terms of vision, thought process, and affirmations, most important is accountability. Most people in society today, Sandra, don't want to be accountable for their actions, let alone be accountable to themselves. And I always spell out four steps in accountability. And the first one is to know your outcome, what it is that you want to receive. Second, most importantly, is to take action and to move towards your goal. The third is to be aware of what it is you're receiving. And the fourth is change it until you achieve it. So most importantly, when it comes to wealth and finance, is to do these things and then have somebody like myself have the knowledge base to be able to empower you to utilize these skills most efficiently.
Now, one of the things that I've often said on this, on the Power to Be You show, is definitely about awareness, accountability, and empowerment. And did one of, I've read this recently on 10 success traits of people who are successful. One of them that's so important, I believe, is being surrounded by winners. And I categorize anyone who really comes, who is results-oriented, and someone like yourself, you know, that this is the key. It's the key. It's exactly what you said about, you know, using your support group or network where you are challenged, where you're encouraged, where they are able to provide you with feedback and the know-how, the techniques, and the winning principles that are results-oriented. And this is what you are able to, you know, you're very empowering, and you really have been at this for how many years now?
Oh, my goodness. If I go back, I would say close to 20.
Wow. And now you told me, you shared with me that about 10 years ago, how were people reacting to what you had to bring on board to them?
Oh, it's funny you say that. They actually looked at me as if I had three eyes. But now as the economy changed and we go into a spiral downtrend and costs are increasing and people's expenses are increasing and there's less consumable income, people are saying they get it. They are onto some of the information that I've had many, many years ago in which we needed to adapt to, because if we don't adapt to society, society can do us in. And as we start to see the need for more fulfillment and maximum enjoyment, we start to need more of these principles. See, investing is not about a product. It's about a process. And we must utilize a process in our lives to create a blueprint. It's very tough to know where we are and where we're going if we don't have that blueprint, if we don't take an inventory of ourselves, our investments, our money, and our cash flow. Actually, Sandra, a good analogy that I use is tennis. For those tennis best, as I spoke about the other night, what is more significant to somebody playing the game in winning and building a championship environment? Is it the actual tennis racket, or would it be 6 weeks of lessons with the best tennis player? So it's not product that serves our environment today, because that's failed historically over the last 30 to 40 years. It's the process in which we engage in. And that's what we need to know, is the principles that support capitalism, that allow us to be free, that allow wealth to come our way, that allow us to be more efficient and effective in what it is that we do in validating our financial plan.
Now, oftentimes, the general public will say, well, you know what, I don't have money to invest. I can't be talking about investment because this is my situation. You know, I am barely making by with what I have. What would you say to those people?
Well, it's a question, again, of a want versus a need. A lot of people, if we understand Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, is the bottom tier is survival. We need to eat, and we need shelter. Once we get past that point, then we look at safety and social needs. And financial planning supports those safety and social needs, but does not support the esteem and the self-actualization of oneself. So if somebody's at that bottom tier of the pyramid, we need to start to take an inventory and ask questions as to why. Why are we there? What is the cause and the effect? Is it our workplace? Do we need to change our work? Do we need to change our habits? Do we need to change our thinking? How can we create multiple sources of income? Where is our discretionary money going? Where is the money that we thought was discretionary that we don't have? So we start with a cash flow and then building a foundation as to what circumstances has created this event, and how can we be accountable as to moving forward in those hierarchy of needs.
And you just hit, I mean, these questions, you know, the questions that require accountability, and it requires an honest, just, you know, thorough observation of where each person stands in report to how they want to live their lives. You know, you mentioned self-esteem, and I've, through testimony, personal testimony, you know, money, we say, you know, money makes the world go round, but, you know, money truly is an element and a force that will either break you or make you. You know, it empowers, it allows us opportunity, but without it, it really brings everything about the person to its knees. You know, your family, your health, your ability to feel, you know, proud of yourself, proud of what you've done. It brings about your history, brings about your family. You know, what did your parents teach you? Who sabotaged your process? you know, it's what you said. It's just, to me, I am just so wired by having met you, because I just, you know, we're all strong in specific areas. And for me, my strength is empowerment and really about using situations to really find the side of what does this mean and how can I change the meaning and how can this help me. Financially, you know, I've not been that gifted there as of yet. So meeting someone like yourself, that you are a financial, you know, empowerer, if that is the word, you know, you've developed this by your own recognition and your own observance and your own practice.
Yeah,
and that I have to honor you for that.
Thank you so much, Sandra. And, you know, it's interesting that there are people in society today that are making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 per year that are more successful than the people that are making $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year. So relatively speaking, success is not measured in dollars. It's measured in the quality of life. And one of the things that we do is we look at, when we talk about money, the first question that comes to mind is return on investment. How much money can you make me? Well, it's how much money can you make, and what is the return on the money that you make? See, we're all very equivalent to a bond where we exchange our capital services of oneself for an annual interest payment. And what we look to do from a macro perspective, a big picture plan, is giving you the quality of life from those dollars. See, it's important to understand that life is about 10% of what happens to us and 90% of the way we react. There is so many great success stories of people that have nothing, people who have come from nowhere in indigenous parts of the world and made it into millions of dollars. And it made a difference in the world. So again, it's not equated to, boy, I don't have enough money and I can't invest. It's a question of how and when, and being accountable to those questions as well.
And you say, you know what, that the how and the when, and it's about reaching out to people who have that ability to look at the situation and to not get stuck on the issues. You know, you mentioned about banks. You mentioned how banks are not, you know, they're the people that are there to take our money, but when something happens, they're also the people that are, again, that are ready to throw us out of our homes, that, you know, that are charging us these exorbitant fees. And, you know, I'd like for you to talk about that as well, because it's really, you know, we're talking about your everyday people who are out there, who are listening, you know, I mean, families and parents of kids. That's where my heart leads, and that's why I say we must, our generation, we must make a difference, because without it, these kids have no hope and no chance.
It's so true, and it's sometimes discouraging. But again, it comes back to knowledge, and knowledge is power. The universe rewards us for having it and punishes us for not. And when it comes to the financial institutions, as well as the government, which is another discussion in itself, they continually sap our truest wealth potential. If you look at the four rules of the financial institutions today, they want our money on a regular and ongoing basis, holding it for as long as possible and giving us back as little as possible. How can we possibly succeed against those empires? Well, it's the understanding of the financial institutions and being able to shift the risk back to them and understand how we utilize our different pools of money. That leads us to another principle, as we discussed a few nights ago, called economic value added. This is a principle that's been long-standing in the business world. As a matter of fact, 90% or close to it of the Fortune 500 companies are using these accounting principles. These principles are taught in some of the most respected universities today, and we're not using them. They're not in books. Let me cite you a good example of what I call economic value, or in a user-friendly format, is lost opportunity cost. If we had $80,000 for a child's education and we found the cost today was $20,000 a year for the next 4 years, and we have accumulated $80,000 of wealth, would we use that $80,000 to fund our child's education, or would we be able to use somebody else's wealth? I call it other people's money. Well, in society today, we take the $80,000 out of our accounts and use $20,000 a year to fund our child's education. That's actually wealth erosion, because when we understand the principle of lost opportunity, assuming we were age 45 and we hadn't used that $80,000 and it accumulated at let's say 6%, over our lifetime, that 80,000 would grow to an astounding 1,000,280. So it didn't cost $80,000 to fund our child's education. It cost over $1,000,002 of wealth from our wealth plan to do that. An extra $60,000 a year of retirement income was given away to fund our child's education. So now, understanding these banking principles, what we can do is execute what's called velocity. It's the motion, the movement, the circulation of money, and borrow money at a lower interest rate while we earn a higher interest rate on our money. A good example would be to possibly forbear on a 4.5-year loan, probably a 2 or 3% from the government, continue to grow our wealth and maybe even use that wealth for a piece of real estate. Maybe when we buy that piece of real estate, we could rent out that piece of real estate. Let's say a $300,000 piece of real estate, we put $80,000 down, we've got a $220,000 loan, at 6% is $1,000 a month of carrying costs. Well, we rent it out in season at $5,000 a month. So that's $20,000 a month coming in and only $12,000 a month going out. We actually made $8,000 a year for owning this property. In addition to that, the government subsidizes it by giving us all kinds of tax deductions. In addition to that, we've got the use of the property. And then if we calculate other people's money, the bank's money that we've borrowed, that $300,000 property at 5% growth appreciation rate, we've got $15,000 a year that that property's growing at that would be able to fund our child's education, while we have not taken the $80,000 and given up the $1,000,000 of use over our lifetime. Very, very powerful concept.
And you know what I hear, because I feel it. You know, it's always like when you're before something that you're just like, I mean, it makes sense. You see it. It's knowledge. It's being able to look at that and, you know, even without the absence of proof, just realize that, yes, these are indeed opportunities. It's what you say, opportunity lost. You know, if you fail to do something right now, how much is it going to cost you in the future? How much is it going to cost you 10 years from now, 20 years from now? What have you not done as a result? It's almost like, for an analogy, I will say, so many people, I've actually in my past, I worked for about 17 years with an airline company, and so I traveled throughout the world, 31 countries in 17 years. And, you know, oftentimes you meet people who say, well, you know, that's the one thing I want to do, the travel industry, a $7 trillion industry. I want to travel. You know, when I retire, I'll travel. When the kids are grown up, I'll travel. You know, when we retire, I'll travel. Although it's great to travel at 60 and at 70, what happens for those 30 years of your life when you're just, you know, working hard to not enjoying your life, not allowing yourself to take advantage of the different things that just even traveling would have given you, in the sense of, you know, your intellect, your education, your exposure, your willingness to try new things, you know, because it all comes down to how are you feeding the self? How are you feeding who you are? How are you feeding the fact that as human beings, we are supposed to grow and develop? We are supposed to go forward and progress. And with the, you know, with what you just explained, it's about that belief system of allowing your mind to open, being open enough and flexible enough to allow something to come in that's different than what you know.
It's so true, and it's scary today. As a good example that I use, Sandra, and you experienced the other night, and you actually one of the first to raise your hand. I was rather impressed when we drew the stick man holding a so-called brick or piece of wood, and I asked people to tell me what it is that they saw and what would happen if we dropped that piece of wood. And everybody was quick to raise their hands and say, well, if he let go of the piece of wood, it would hit the ground. But what I didn't tell them is, what if we were in space? It would not hit the ground, so they were wrong. What if we were in the water? It would float, so they were wrong. We're very quick to make assumptions. We're very quick to what I call the herd instinct. Follow society and what everybody else is doing, but not necessarily what's good for us. See, society trains us on what to think, but not how to think. We're trained to see things only from one angle, and we struggle to change our thinking. We do not see the world as it is, we see it as we are. And it's so easy not to consider the context of the issues. And that's what we need to do, is a macro plan, a big picture plan from now to the end of your life with nothing but context, oozing with context and what's important to you in the peak years of your life and how we can pass on that legacy and live forever.
You know what, I mean, this is where, like, I honestly, I'm like, you know, if I could, like, hail you down to you, because I am just, you know, I just find it so amazing that you are, that you have, this is your life experience, this is what you, what your mission is, your vision, this is where you are so apt at being able to communicate, because, you know, oftentimes I will tell you, you know, I mean, my background, I did my master's and, you know, math and financial, and when you think about macro and economic principles, right away, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, no, I can't deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. I don't know how to do it. And personal development has given me the insight, and everyone else that pursues it, that you realize, you know what, you don't have to do it all yourself. There is always someone who will be able to bring into your sphere and into your plate more empowerment than what you would give yourself. And this is where I say, you know what, find that resource. And for example, yourself, you know, you're a financial specialist and you work one-on-one with people.
Right.
And you know, this is where it's strong, where someone can come in and say, well, let me put myself in front of this person and let me even see what they have.
It's so true, and again, it's exposing some of, I guess, the jealously guarded secrets that have been around for a long time, and letting people hear the song that they want to sing. For many years, people don't like the music, and they choose not to dance. But we need to dance whether we like the music or not. We've just got to find the right music. Life is about exploration, and as Abraham Lincoln once said, bear in mind, your own resolution to succeed is more important than any one thing. So we've got to put that in the forefront of our minds and seek out people like myself that have the opportunity, the availability, and the coaching skills to be able to transfer this knowledge.
See, that's, you know, that's really where it's really empowering, because it's people having, you know, trusting themselves and putting themselves at a place where, you know, each person can really go and search and seek and ask questions. And as you seek, so shall you find. And I will tell you that you came to me as a manifestation, or, you know, we came together. I will say you came to me as a gift, because I actually, right before, like a few days before I met you, I actually asked the universe for this. I said, the universe, I said, God, send me, person, this is the type of person that I need to meet. This is the type of person that I need to have in my sphere of influence to enable me to go forward, to move forward. And, you know, there is no way that we can honestly impact people if we do not talk about the truth, if we don't expose it, if we don't bring awareness and accountability. And financial stability is, you know, one of the hardest, I think, that and physical health. Those are the two definite areas of life where you are brought, honestly, to a place of disempowerment if you are not in the place where you are empowered to do and be what you want to be.
It's so true, Sandra. It really is. And nothing is by accident in our lives. Everything is karmic and everything is destiny. And as you said, when you put it out there, it comes back and it attracts. And we have over 350 physicians across the country that continue to consult with me and my practice. And over the years, 15, 20 years, it's those doctors that continually look for that positive attraction and that proactiveness in their life and reaching peak levels and peak performance in their financial lives that continue to come for more. So it is what we put out, and it's just very, very important to understand that.
And how did you get involved with the physicians?
Well, it was a very interesting story. That was back in the early 90s. My brother was a resident at the University of Miami, and he was getting ready to transition from residency to practice. It was at that time I saw the anxiety where he actually had no business knowledge. There was no curriculum-based program in academia for doctors to learn about business. So I started to meet with the department heads at various universities and did some extensive research, only to find out there was no curriculum in any of the universities. So I got together with CPAs, attorneys, banks, and used a lot of my experience and developed our very own practice management program that was introduced to University of Miami Jackson Memorial Hospital. And then we were sought after by Nova Southeastern University, the practice management program in optometry, as well as Barry University and Cleveland Clinic.
Okay, and you've been working for how long with them?
Well, we've been lecturing for many years, off and on, from 94 to 96. We did between 12 to 14 practices, different specialties down at Jackson and University of Miami, and then we bounced over to Nova Southeastern, and we just recently lectured to Cleveland Clinic, and we'll be doing Barry University again in the near future.
And now, you had also mentioned at the event that I was at, you mentioned how these doctors, you had asked them, you know, when they how much they would need in order to retire. Could you go over that example?
Yes, it was actually alarming. Again, here's where the media just misleads us with a lot of falsehoods and misperceptions. I had a very well-known doctor come in just a few weeks ago, and he said, Mr. Rotman, I had read and was informed that I should plan on retiring with 70% of the gross income that I earn now. Would that be the case? And I leaned over the desk and I looked deeply into his eyes and I asked him, Doc, is that what you want to retire on? And he looked at me like I was crazy and he said, Jeff, absolutely not. And I said, well, what is that number? And he said, as much as I could get. And I said, so then why plan, why set a limit, a ceiling on what we can achieve? So many times the great athletes fall just short because they have their sights set on a particular number. In this process, it's about potential. We talked again about the hierarchy of needs. After those hierarchy of needs, we go to the hierarchy of wants, and then actually self-actualization, born to do what it is we were born to do, reaching our maximum potential from need to want to transition into potential. And I asked him if, based on these formulas, we were able to create a system that would allow you to get the most you possibly could, crushing and squeezing every particular dollar to the maximum of its efficiency. Is that what you would want, or would you want the 70%? And he said to me, well said, I get it. So our system supports maximum potential, the efficiency of every dollar. There's been studies that shows that 60 to 70 cents on every dollar is lost to costs and taxes and lost opportunities. If we can recover 30 or 40% of it through the principle that we teach, you've got so much more money than you've ever thought possible. As a matter of fact, the one thing that I stand tall on is the fact that when you learn about the lost opportunity principle and the costs that are inherent in your plan, you will increase your gross annual income by 5 to 7%. So again, for no numbers persons, for every $100,000 you earn, that's an additional $7,000 of income that you have the potential to use in your wealth system.
And you're talking about no risk with this.
In the process, it is a no-risk, high-reward process. Again, there is no speculation, there is no volatility, there is no uncertainty. The one thing that I do guarantee through this process is we eliminate all failure capabilities. There cannot be any failure in our plans. And that's why my practices thrive, because even in a down market, whether it's real estate or stock, every year I'm delivering good news. As a matter of fact, Sandra, there's three components that everybody should have in their plan. These should be inherent in every single plan. And the first one is guaranteed growth. Through a process, engineering wealth, you should be guaranteed growth each and every particular year. Number two would be guaranteed income. When it's time to convert from appreciating and accumulating, we now go and resort to income and the distribution of the income. So you should have guaranteed growth, guaranteed income. And most importantly, baby boomers' biggest concern today is income for life, not outliving it. If the market is down and we need to live on X and costs increase, how will I be able to continue to support myself without having going back to work? With the pitfalls associated with Social Security and Medicare and the money that people are not getting, they actually need more. So again, it's guaranteed growth, guaranteed income, and guaranteed income for life.
So what would you say that people could actually, what are some suggestions, what are some things that you would say people can make, can do right now to help them? I mean, I want people to really say, okay, how can Jeff be, you know, how can your techniques, your technologies, what your knowledge is, what could you actually do? If someone wants to go see you, what would you be able to do for them?
Well, the first thing in our process is we ask for as many documents as you have, and that would be any insurance investments, taxes, employee benefits, so that we can study what it is you have, associate the costs with those, and then create a formula called MS plus MB equals MP, which is money supply plus maximum benefits equals your maximum wealth potential, and start to study and apply some of these laws and principles to what it is you have. Then we go through a 45-minute questionnaire to find out exactly what it is you want. How do we set benchmarks in your life? How can we measure success? If you were to hit the lotto tomorrow, what would change in your life? What is it that we're able to give you so that you're able to gauge our success? Once we put those two components together, then we start to study cash flow. What is discretionary income? What are variable expenses? What are fixed expenses? What are debt expenses? And how do we control those? And how can we make some serious shifts in those elements? Once we're able to do that, then in probably no more than 10 minutes, I can tell the story through the blueprint and the model that we'll create for that particular individual. Moving down through the model in four components, which consist of protection, savings, growth, and debt. Understanding the difference between good debt, bad debt, and no debt. Most people don't even incorporate their homes into their financial plans. As a matter of fact, there was a study that 67% of Americans have the majority of their wealth in their homes. What people don't understand, Sandra, is there is no rate of return on equity.
You know what? I am your prime right there, because my family, that's what they've done. My family is old school. It's that belief system, and I mean my parents, you know, different generation, and the way that they've done things is they're not, you know, they worked hard for their money, they earned it. Their, you know, ability to see investment was by buying a house, and now in their, I mean, their older age, they're 65 and 63. This is it, and they have so much equity in the house, and I've always seen it as, you know, and it's difficult to speak to your parents and say, listen, you know, this is what's available, this is what's happening, and, you know, for them, I mean, the way that I see it is here they've taken well over 80% of what the house is worth, and, you know, they actually have it, I see it, like, thrown in a pit, in a dirt pit.
It's so true. You know, I always say that. Houses are used to store people, not cash. And if we play the game of Monopoly, we quickly figure out that there is a balance between cash and homes. And that when we use the principle of velocity of money and we circulate money, we don't keep it in a home, as I refer to a sleeping dog. We're actually better off taking money and putting it in a shoebox in our backyard outside. It'll actually do better than what it is doing, especially in the environment today.
Because you have to think, you know, and I know with the economic principles, you know, how much is a dollar worth today and how much is that same dollar going to be worth 10 years from now?
Oh, it's so true, especially with the eroding factors of inflation. Again, that's all the more reason that we need to execute velocity and circulate our money prior to inflation getting to that money.
And even, you know what, you know, we're looking also at money around the world and looking at the pound, looking at the yen, looking at the Canadian dollar. You know, Canadian dollar a few years back, I mean, what was the worth? You know, you'd be able to take dollars and be able to buy everything half price. Now it's like, you know, I mean, I forgot the currency for Canada, but I know that now it's like 1.5 over the dollar.
Oh, yeah. A dollar has eroded significantly. So there's many ways, again, that we don't have to worry about outperforming inflation. Yeah. We can utilize our money before inflation even gets to it.
Well, how can people, I also want you to be able to, we're going to take some calls in a few moments, but I'd like for people to get your information. Can you please share your website, give them their telephone number, how they can reach you?
Yes, our website is www.rotmanconsulting.com.
So that is R-O-T, just repeat it once again.
www.rotmanconsulting, all one word, rotmanconsulting.com is our website. My email is Jeffrey Rotman, JeffreyRotman, at rotmanconsulting.com.
And how much is the cost? Where's the cost if they were to come and see you?
Okay, we do that at our expense, and the reason being is that close to 99% of the people that fit our socioeconomic profiles and the people that we feel we're most successful with working, it's just a no-brainer. When we start applying these principles and they see the wealth oozing out of the model and the changes and the validation and the dreams coming true, it's priceless in reward. Where we get paid is after the fact, after the process, there may be some product discussions. And we're licensed in some of the financial service arenas. I'm a registered investment advisor. We're licensed in the insurance arenas, in the investment arenas, in the mortgage solution arenas, in some of the arenas that we're not. And there's 27 components in a financial plan. We have alliances and synergies with those other experts as well.
And you know what? It sounds to me like this is so exciting because it's, you know, like one of the things that I say with Power to Be You, it's about sharing distinctions that can perhaps open up the mind and open up the doors to people who are listening to saying, you know what, let me investigate this. Let me see. Let me find the validity in this. If not through this site, well, then maybe through another. If not through this resource, then maybe through another. And I hear within what you say the passive income aspect that's available out there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the leveraging also, being able to take something and then, like I just said on my last show, you know, today in the past, a few years back, when a person was selling something, it was like, well, how can I get this person to buy without them realizing that I'm selling them? And of course, you know, the customer knew they were being sold. Well, today it's more about, look, I have something to sell to you, but let me first explain to you how this will serve you. Let you first tell me, how can I serve you? What are you looking for? And how can I how can I help you benefit from what I have? And it seems to me that you just come with so much that, you know.
Yeah, it's actually.
I mean, the passive income. Go ahead.
It's actually a no-brainer. You know, there's no investment. We're not looking at the money that you have to invest. There's no investment. There's no cost in this process. The only cost is probably about 2 hours of your time. And as Napoleon Hill once said, we must listen, learn, and evaluate. And the numbers don't lie. The one thing that separates us from the pack, the uniqueness of our practice, is validating these principles. Don't believe me until I actually prove it in a very objective format, coaching you and transferring this knowledge so ultimately you can make the decisions that are best for you and your family.
Wow, that's just so greatly said. I want to see with the operator if we have any calls, if we're able to get the operator online. Operator, are you in? Hello, operator? Okay, well, if the operator can come online and they can patch us on to some of the calls that we have, that would be great. So in the meantime, for you callers, the number to call is 646-716-8620. You can ask Jeff any questions that you may have pertaining to anything that you really want to listen or hear about. In the meantime, Jeff, I'd like for you also to share, I think, your big mission and your big passion, which involves kids. Could you share some light on that?
Oh, we've got so many things going on. as you said at the beginning, I got four beautiful girls. So I'm into girl empowerment and building self-confidence and letting them become creative and independent thinkers on their own and unleash themselves from this codependency that is in society today. My passion has always been baseball, and my girls' passions are softball. We've got one girl who's a serious softball player at the age of 10 right now and grooming another one. They love the game. I'm on the field. I teach these kids life lessons on the field. We had a remarkable experience last season where our team actually went undefeated. We won 14 straight games, and we were not the best team on the field, which was what was remarkable. We did it with a belief system. We did it with values. And these kids will have life lessons stories they'll be able to tell for years and years as they get older and transfer to their children. So again, it's whatever we do, whatever our passion is being able to transfer that and relate it to people and children in different ways. It's really about, I'll tell you, really the key, you know, if you got to describe me in one word, it's passion. Boundless enthusiasm. having very powerful emotions and being able to transfer that into people through energy.
Now, was that always the case?
I think it was self-manifested. In different ages in our lives, some people never find themselves. Some people are fortunate to find themselves as kids, but I had a tough childhood growing up and didn't have the self-esteem and the things that ultimately, if I had to do it all over again, would have had. But I did go through an identity crisis in my early 20s, knowing that I had the confidence and the ability to accomplish anything that I wanted to, but not knowing how to get through myself. Myself was the only obstacle. And once I was able to find that through affirmations, meditation, Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, and some other great people, my life changed dramatically.
And that is, you know, what I often talk about Tony because he's my mentor, and truly he is, you know, I always say it to the listeners, get his book, get the, you know, the, I can't even think of the book right now for a minute. I just drew Awaken the Giant Within.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, go to a seminar because he is, his ability and awareness of the human psychology and what motivates us to act, you know, the fact of success leaves footprints, you know, mirroring and modeling, learning, you know, empowering yourself, unleashing that power within, which truly, I know that when you and I met, and the minute we established common ground by mentioning Anthony Robbins, it's like, okay, you know what, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. And it is, you know, you mentioned challenges. You mentioned there was that identity crisis. You know, if we go back to your life and where you are today, where you're living your mission, and, of course, you're growing within it, and it's an amazing journey, tell me if you did not face challenges.
Oh, many, many challenges. But, again, as I said, life is about 10% what happens and 90% of the way we react. Life is about growing. Life is about evolving. If we choose to learn from our lessons and deal with the pain the way we can and grow from it, we're better people for it. One thing I've always said is control what you can control and don't allow what you can't control to cause pain. So it's just a matter of compartmentalizing and continually trying to move forward, holding yourself accountable. It's very important to know that change is inevitable, but growth is optional. It's an option for each and every one of us. So it's just a question of going to that apple tree and picking the right apple.
You know what, I'll just remind the listeners that they will be having an MP3 download, so they'll be able to go back and take all of these golden nuggets of words that you have stated and these phrases that they can just be, they're like fortune cookie sentences. You know, I mean, I'm writing them here, and I'm like, okay, I only got two words in here, Jeb, hold on, you know, because they truly are golden nuggets in our journey, where when something is happening and it's overwhelming, remind yourself of words that you heard from someone else. You know, remember them and use them and empower yourself through these affirmations, through these statements that really, truly bring in that light that sometimes is the one guiding, you know, force that will say, okay, you know what, there is a light at the end of this tunnel. And it is. And it is about continuing that journey and about finding the people who will be able to assist you in this, because life is all about that. It's about what we give to each other. Everything that we know and everyone that's listening, you know, question yourself and ask yourself, everything that you know how to do, it was shown to you or you saw someone else doing it or you read about it, but it's about humanity helping humanity.
It's all about life experiences, Sandra, and the way we handle them. But again, the mind is the most powerful thing, and it's the way we use it. Life is about choices, so we all need to take a look in the mirror every morning and ask ourselves, are we making the right choices? Are we holding ourselves accountable? And using what I call the CBA principle, conceiving a thought, believing an idea, and then actually achieving the possibility. And again, when people come to me, that's what we're able to do, is create that blueprint of possibilities, use these economic laws and principles and validate some of the money science to it, and together, it's the most powerful concept in society today in bringing abundance and creating prosperity.
Now, what do you want to see? What legacy do you want to leave?
I want to leave a legacy that my children will continue to do my work and make a difference in their local communities and in the world through our future generations. It's very important to spend as much time with kids and empowering them, building character, building self-development, and serving above self so that we will bring a world of change as we know it today, 50 to 100 years from now.
Oh. And now, can people go to your book and get all of this wisdom and just be able to read about it and have that be used as a sort of a journal? Or can they get your book, and how can they get your book as well?
Yes, our website, I'm not sure, we're trying to combine the two websites, the book site and the site I just gave people. Until then, they can email me with their address. We could do a credit card over the phone as well as take checks. Our phone number here is, we have an 800 number, 866-389-0314. The book is merely a guide. The action is in the blueprint. So to use as a guide and a reference, I would recommend getting the book, but to actually experience the difference, we need to create that blueprint. And for those of you who are not financially literate, there's a lot of philosophy in there, so I'd recommend at least reading the first 3 to 4 pages of each chapter, which is a total of 24 pages you could do in 30 minutes, and it will change your life. Sandra, let me give that number one more time, 954-389-0314.
0314. And also, 50% of the proceeds are going toward?
That is our goal for 2008, is 50% of the net proceeds will be going to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Okay, that is wonderful. And another thing that I wanted to ask is, see if the operator's online. Operator, are you online? Okay, so I don't believe we're going to be taking any questions at this time, but there is, like I said, this is just, you know, a sequence. I know you and I are going to be talking about moving forward from here and getting this information out to more than just the people who are listening to us right now. And we urge the callers to just download the MP3, to share it with your friends, to send it out. Make people aware of this. Everyone needs to become aware that they have control of their own lives, their own choices, the meaning they give to their experiences, and, you know, look out for what's available out there. Be willing to experience. Be willing to look at yourself and not feel as a failure just because you're not prepared to deal with something. There's always someone who's going to be able to come and help you, such as you, Jeff. And let me ask you also, do you work with other people in this?
When you say other people, our staff?
Yes.
Yes, we've got a staff of 5 here. So we've got people doing various different things, but in the end result, they will spend time with me.
Okay, and what about your speaking engagements?
We have an upcoming event. We have not set the date yet. It will be the January 5th or January 12th at the Bank Atlantic Center. We're real excited about that one. So if they call the office at the 866-389-0314 or shoot me an email, we'll get them on the list for the next upcoming event.
Well, that's perfect. And as you said, January 5th and January 12th?
It's either or. We're trying to solidify that in the next week.
Okay. And also, just as the last thing, questions here, we have about 6 minutes to go. Tell us something about yourself. Tell us something that you didn't use to put your, you know, something personal.
Something personal. My biggest battle right now is I've got 2 herniated discs. I was a competitive bodybuilder back in the 1980s and paid the price quite dearly. And the pain that I talk about would probably have somebody at bedside, or bedridden. But I've found a way, as we discussed briefly the other night, to break free of that pain through various channels. And exercise and nutrition and really understanding my body a little bit better to be something that most people could not. And again, another life lesson, why it happened and why I feel this pain. There's always a reason for things. But again, I'm doing the best I possibly could, only again by attitude.
You know what? I love it. I love it because I ask you a question. Most people will say something funny, you know, something silly or something, you know, oh, I don't know, I like chocolate cake or something. And you take that question and you draw another amazing revelation, which I, you know, you, I know you and I actually like high-five each other because I have, you know, the herniated back and herniated discs, and it came through an experience through my 17-year career working for the airline. And truly, when I say, you know, finances and health, those are the two forces that came, that were compromised as a result of that. And when you have to persevere through physical challenges as well as financial challenges, and you can do more for yourself because you are impeded, you know, through pain and through anguish and through, you know, in your case, I'm sure that, you know, we sit there and compare notes. Well, you know, were you able to move? Were you able to lift your body off the bed? Did you get stuck on the floor sometimes and couldn't even, you know, I mean, I know I was stuck. I couldn't move. You know, I could not move. I couldn't open the door. And, you know, and all of these things, your self-esteem and how you feel about yourself and your purpose and your mission, all of these things come into your mind. And it's how are you prepared to deal with that?
It's,
you know,
so
how
true.
Are you prepared? And the only way is through really, you know, what you, what you're bringing into your mind.
It's so true. As I meet people and we discuss things, and sometimes I'll be in the gym and they'll tell me how they sprang something or they've got a nerve impingement, and then they see me training with my intensity and I let them know I've got two herniated discs in my lower back, and they look at me like I'm crazy.
And like, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that, because this completely is going to distill. Whether you know it or not, you're going to be having a show talking about how you dealt with this and the mindset, because I will tell you, I'm telling you, there's so much excitement within this, because it's about helping people to see outside of the labels, helping people to see outside of the institution, helping people to see that, you know what, just because something happened to you does not mean that that's where you need to stay and that that's your reality for the rest of your life.
It's,
and
so
that's
true.
What happens with injuries.
It's so true. And again, it gets back to context. You know, what is it that we want out of our life, and how are we going to get it, and how can we hold ourselves accountable?
All right. Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we'll be coming back on in a future show.
Okay,
so, in closing, give me your telephone number once again. Give them your telephone number and your website.
Yep, that's 866-389-0314. That's 866-389-0314. And the website is www.rotman, R-O-T-M-A-N, consulting, all one word, .com.
Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure, and I thank you for coming on the show. I thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, your willingness to share and to be here, and truly to have the power that you've been able to harness within yourself. So thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. It's been an honor.
Okay, great. And I will see you very soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, listeners, this has been The Power to Be You, and I'm closing. I just say, you know what? Do not let anything stop you, because there are ways for you to have the life that you want. And it starts with accountability, with awareness to what it is that you want to have, and then being empowered to make a change. Deciding and making a change. Decide to change and make that change now. Your life depends on it. The life of your family depends on it. Your kids depend on it. And the world depends on what we do. So please, harness the power to be you. Harness the power within yourself. This is Sandra. Until next time.